On the line right now with Ben Hale with Western Livestock Auctions. Ben, let's talk about the cattle markets for this week. A strong market once again at the Oklahoma National Stockyards as we started the week on Monday.
Yes, it was, Ron. We had about 11,400 there Monday. Stronger again on all classes of feeder cattle. Grazing deal was extremely strong. I think they wound up calling it steady, but in some places just looked extremely strong to me, Ron. Still a lot of optimism.
What are you hearing from your customer? As they bring cattle to town, or some of the folks that are buying from you, what's the general mood?
I think they're just trying to get some cattle. The out month look good as far as even as high as these calves are. You can still kind of lock in a profit on them, and we're off to a good spring like me and you've talked to before. And then I was talking to a good friend of mine in Iowa that has a sale barn up there today, and they sold some fats weighing around 1450 up there kind of at 186. And so at the live auction, and so just lots of demand out there, and the cattle getting along extremely well in all sales, it looks to me like.
Are folks looking at using some of the risk management protection as they buy some of these cattle?
Yeah, they are. They're using LRPs. A lot of people, in the last few years, that's gotten really popular, and you can put off making those payments till after you sell the cattle, so you don't have that large upfront cost like you do on a hedge or a put or something like that you have to pay upfront and then pay interest on it. Especially with this interest 4 or 5% higher than it has been in the past.
So with that in mind, that gives them, some assurance that they're not going to see a fall off as far as if this market takes a dip, they've got some protection.
Yeah, they can lock in the profit on it, and with this corn getting down there around $4, in the feedlots and the grow yards, getting these cost of gains look like they're going to be under a dollar, maybe with interest we might be right at $1, $1.05. So. It really makes this cost of gain cheaper. You can roll these cattle back quite a ways.
What are you hearing right now for your country markets, like both Comanche and Woodward, for later this week?
Going to have a good run. Already had quite a few cattle in at Comanche yesterday, so it looks like he's going to have a pretty good run tomorrow. And then Woodward's shaping up to be good again on Thursday. We had, I think, 4,060 last week and got a lot of nice cattle up there again for this Thursday.
These cattle producers, they definitely are bringing quite a few cattle to town right now.
I think we are pulling some of these cattle ahead. That's when I went into the stockyards there Sunday night, about 7:30 at the commission building. You heard lots of bawling calves. That was kind of the first week that I'd really seen much, seen more of them. But we're still seeing a lot of them 4 to 6 weight steers and heifers that are weaned and ready to go to turn out. You look at that marker report, and there's a big number of cattle in that range right there.
Well, last question. Are you hearing from any of your customers? Are they making a decision to maybe graze out some wheat, or are you looking now for some more of permanent pasture for these animals?
Yeah, I've got several guys that's got some cattle that, would like to put them out on some grazing if anybody's got some cattle they want to some wheat they want to graze out, and I'm getting a few producers calling looking for cattle, so they seem to be more of them with that wheat slipping every week on the price of it, but they got to make that decision pretty quick.
Definitely, yeah, we're right at or past the first haul sim on most of these, even the pastures that have been grazed, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're right there at that time now.
Ben, if somebody wants to talk cattle with you, give me a phone number.
940-631-2333.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock Auctions. That website for Western is westerncommissioncompany.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.